Someone asked, which podcasts, if any, do you think are overrated? They actually asked me that on my personal Twitter, but I'm going to answer that now because this person listens. I said, honestly, I don't listen to many podcasts, but I would say any podcast where a famous person is the host, like you already have major start. Let the small ones have their platform and their chance.
There you go. I don't really listen a whole lot, but I have heard, and I will say this is like secondhand.
Do you know any overrated ones or secondhand?
A lot of people really love.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online
podcast where a famous person is the host.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2891 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 27th of February 2019. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me,
a little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and we're going to catch up on some voice letters. Yes, Big Fatty! Hello, premiums. Big Fatty, always good to have premium listeners. No, not that kind of premium. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, your premiums today, because y'all, I've had this on my list for a while. Y'all, I had to renew my insurance, and y'all, you know, I have an independent insurance agent that does the research for me every year to find me the best premium on my insurance for Ruby Red. And y'all, I had been insured by Flo. You know, she's very progressive. But y'all, Flo had gone up 20% on me from last year. And my independent agent said, "Oh, Big Freddy, we're going to look around and see if we can find you something better than that." And y'all, she came back and she said, "Big Freddy, everybody's gone up. People don't know how to drive in South Kakalaki, so you're all screwed. But Flo's still the best. So y'all, it's a good Flo day." Big Freddy, that is just vulgar. Anyway, what do you pay for your car insurance? Big Fatty's, even with the 20% increase, y'all, Big Fatty's annual premium, and I pay it all at one time. I don't do the installment billing, because it costs more. Yes, Big Fatty, and you're a cheap ass. It's true. But y'all, my annual premium on Ruby Red is $808. Big Fatty, that sounds, even with a 20% increase, that sounds better than I bet most people. Well, you never know. Maybe they'll call in and let us know. Yes, Big Fatty. In his little finger than you've had in 62 years of life. It's true, y'all. I'm still to every day, the Alex Lefebvre happy music makes me happy every day, y'all. Absolutely every day. And I don't know that he realizes how much it means to Big Fatty to have that, but it means the world to me. Big Fatty, move the show forward. Let's see, since I talked to you yesterday, I had the second rack of my barbecue ribs that I cooked on the grill over the weekend, and some more Code of the Cow. Yes, Big Fatty, we've monitored it, and everything is moving just fine. It's true. And Then I, y'all, I just watched some things on the TV machine. I caught up on a couple of my programs. Y'all, I'm really, you know, I've spoken about this before, but y'all, if you're not watching The Good Doctor, shame on you. Shame on you, I tell you. It's just fantastic. And y'all, it's, and y'all went to bed. Y'all, it was another Whitman Tinker night. Y'all, I tossed and turned for a while. Y'all, I think I'm just Randy. Big Fatty, like Randy and Penis Livania? Well, it may be, but no, Randy is just squirrely. Big Fatty, squirrely. Okay, I didn't know Randy and Penis Livania was squirrely. Well, evidently he is. But anyway, I finally went to sleep, and y'all, once I went to sleep, slept like a baby, and y'all didn't get out of the love chamber till 9 a.m. in the morning, and y'all got up and had my coffee and read the paper and watched my morning news program. You know, I like the CBS This Morning. That's what I watch, but you know, I watch it on a tape delayed basis. Yes, Big Fatty, the West Coast feed. No, it's tape delayed on the TiVo. And what was I saying? Big Fatty, we don't know what from a morning nipple walk. Y'all, they're coming right along on the spongy sidewalk. Y'all had sent out an e-letter to the old Cricket Hat and Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, and the Fay driver and a survivor savant, Evan Az, just letting them know that we're going to be recording the Survivors Ready little show this coming Sunday evening at 9:30 p.m. in the evening, just to see who was interested. And y'all, the Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, says, I cannot be bothered. So he's going to take this season off. Y'all haven't heard back from Survivor Savant Evan Ayers yet. But we'll see if he's able to join us. And Faye Driver's going to be there. Cricket Hat and I'll be there. And y'all, if there's others of you that watch The Survivor, that y'all, I get it confused who watches The Survivor and who watches the Big Brother. Big Fatty, Sam in the Hinterlands is watching it. Well, she is. Y'all, if you'd like to be a participant on the Survivors Ready, let Big Fatty know. Just send me an e-letter and show up over there, Brad. Over there, Brad. At Brad 48 on Sunday evening at 9:30 p.m. in the evening, and we'll add you to the call. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, after that, after my nipple walk, I got my sharing on. Y'all, I went over to the Sam's Club. Y'all, I got petroleum. Y'all, $1.99 a gallon. Yes, Big Fatty, back below $2. Fuck $2. Y'all, then I did a little shopping in the Sam's. Y'all, I was going to get me some beef stew meat. And y'all, they had these beautiful roasts that were marked for quick sale. Y'all, I got, there was a package of two of them. And y'all, it was cheaper than the beef stew meat. And so y'all, I'm going to cook one of those roasts today in my Instapot. I've got to get an onion and a few other things to go in there with it. And y'all, I'm going to cook it with my gnocchi pasta. Y'all, I'm gonna put some blue cheese on there. Big Fatty, that sounds delicious. And maybe some of those antioxidant vegetables and all. Y'all, it sounds like it'll be just lovely. But y'all, I got those two roasts. And y'all, I got me a rotisserie chicken. I've already made up some pasta solid, and I put that in there with it, with those marinated mushrooms that I had. Y'all, also, they had a package of 2 pounds of that gyro meat. Big Fatty, ain't nothing, a gyro ain't nothing but a sandwich. It's true that I couldn't find a couple of weeks ago when I wanted that. So I'm going to get me some more of that of that tzatziki sauce, and y'all maybe a little pita bread, big fatty, and y'all. Then I bought a bag of Starburst jelly beans, except y'all, they're only red. It's cherry and strawberry and watermelon, and y'all, I didn't realize I had gotten that, but y'all, I'd probably take them back if I hadn't already opened them up. But y'all, actually, they're pretty good. So y'all, that pretty much. Oh no! And then I took my afternoon nipple walk, and now I'm recording the little show. Yes, Big Freddy.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Freddy. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Freddy.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Princess Anna again. drove a little crazy this past weekend because I went to CVS three separate times, and I'm calling with my final CVS receipt for the weekend. Again, it's a little off because I couldn't get a coupon to work, so they just gave me something for free. But I got a bottle of nail polish remover, another one of the sheet facial masks, a tube of chapstick for Joe, and four cards, and I spent $7.93. But again, that's because they got the $5 mask for free, or $4 mask for free, because they just couldn't get the coupon to work. So technically, I saved $9.19 for 55% savings. Though I do still believe that getting the 72 count of Tide Pods for $11 is still one of my crowning glories. All right, love you. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie. Y'all, that of course is Princess Anna. And Princess Anna, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. Big Fatty, next time she goes to CVS, she might ought to get some WD-40 for that oscillating fan in the background. Well, it does. It was a little rackety, but Princess Anna, excellent. Excellent job on the coupon there. And yes, Big Fatty, we know you love a coupon, and later today you'll be going to the Von's East to get the good coupon. It's true, I am. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's the Danberries.
Big Fatty!
We have someone that wants to say something.
Hi, this is Danberry Jr. I have a joke for you. What is the definition of a surprise? A fart with a lump in it.
Ba-dum-bum. Goodbye from the Danberries.
Bye, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, he's as vulgar as the other two. It's true. Y'all, that is the Danberries calling from the compound up there in the Connecticut. Brian and Danbury, the Flobfo, and Danbury Jr., Big Fatty, they are raising that child to be vulgar, and it does sound that way. But Danbury Jr., I have to say, what a wonderful joke to remind us all that Shark Week is coming up. Y'all, I think Shark Week is going to be the week of, let me just look here, I think it's going to be the week of the 18th through the 22nd of March, because y'all, I think that's my next trip over to the Hatlanta. Anyway, I think Shark Week would be the perfect time. Yes, Big Fatty, since the Hatterina is... never mind. Move the show forward. But thank you so much for a fart with a lump in it, B. Fatty, that's... fart with a lump in it. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty. This is Scott the Tater, a.k.a. C the Tater, host of the Tater Sphere podcast.
Do you even notice we're back? But you haven't even noticed we're back, have you?
Hey, I'm calling because on today's show, two things. You said you didn't know what brothers were. Well, you kind of said it. It's a colloquialism. I can't talk. Funny way of saying, I'd rather. So I'd rather have dark chocolate than milk chocolate. So there's number one. Number two, you said that Kim Beaver was doing a lesbian jig, and you didn't know what that sounded like. Well, everyone knows it sounds like this.
la 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 la
la la la la la la la la la
la la la la la la la la la Bye-bye.
Oh, y'all, that, of course, is Steve the Tater. And, Steve, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear a voice come back from the dead. Yes, Big Fatty, that airplane show's back. Not doing too well, but it's back. It's on low fuel, but anyway. And, you know, I'm glad you brought up the Druthers, because several people had said that it is... I'd rather druther, but wouldn't that be drather? I'd rather drather, but it's druther, so it's it wouldn't be I'd ruther. You know, that sounds, being funny, it sounds kind of like backwoods Monterey. It sounds like something an actor would say. It does. Yo, speaking of way to say things, y'all, do you know how to pronounce the letter that comes after V and before X? A lot of people say W, but y'all, it you should say it like the words D-O-U-B-L-E. Y-O-U, W. Y'all, just a little bit of enunciation from Big Fatty's days in radio. Yes, Big Fatty! And we'll be back with traffic and weather together in just a moment.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Princess Anna. I have the CVS receipts. Of CVS receipts. I went over on Sunday when Joe and I were leaving with the Boy Genius to go back home for the weekend. I had gone up to Joe's and the Boy Genius was at his best friend's house for the weekend. And we stopped. I got it's a 1.7 ounce tub of L'Oreal Advance Cream Moisturizer Anti-Wrinkle stuff. And an Old Spice deodorant for a whopping $11.14. Mind you, the L'Oreal cream was $19.99 all on its own, and the deodorant was $7.99. So I ultimately paid $7.16 for the L'Oreal cream and $3.35 for the deodorant, because I had $5 in extra care bucks, $1 off the deodorant, 40% off a L'Oreal item, and then 25% off a beauty item. So I saved $16.47 for a whopping total savings of 61%. I mean, I know I've done better before, but this was pretty goddamn good. All right, love you. Bye.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all, Princess Hannah, again with another fantastic coupon. Now, Princess Hannah, I don't know about you, but I don't think I've ever paid $7 for a stick of deodorant. Big Fatty, it's that Old Spice, though. You know, I like the Old Spice. You don't like it as much as Dr. Stone does. He loves the Old Spice. Y'all, it's true. And maybe we'll have to defer this question to Dr. Stone, but $7 sounds like $3 and something sounds a little more... reasonable for a stick of deodorant, but $7, I think Big Fatty, they probably jack those prices up so they can give you a coupon, it could be, you know, that's how they get you. Big Fatty, you can say that again, that's how, oh dear, I see, that's how they get you, but $7 sounds high to me. So anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, I'm having lunch today with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. And y'all, I'll give you a report as to how that goes on tomorrow's little show. Don't forget, The Survivor is on tonight. Big Fatty Sam in the Hinterlands already has it written down. It's true. So anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Stinky Orangutans. And Big Ricky, when you tell your friends about the BFO, what is the thing that you want to tell them most of all?
Podcast where a famous person is the host.
Big Fatty, I think he's drunk on the cobs from Popeyes.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.